It's 312 on WTOP. For many of us, the holidays can be a wonderful time to reconnect with family and spend quality time together. But for others, gathering all the relatives around the dinner table can lead to extra stress and dysfunction, something that no one wants to deal with this time of year.
But they do. Here, joining us live with tips is psychotherapist Dr. Robbie Ludwig. Thanks for being with us again.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You know, it's so amazing. No matter how old or mature we think we are, we get together with family and everybody reverts to their high school selves.
It's true. In part because our family sees us in the very same way as when we were kids. And I read somewhere that people have issues with their families when they return to visit them because those are the people who caused it in the first place, which is kind of an interesting idea when you think about it.
So given all that, what are some of the things we should keep in mind as we prepare for these holiday gatherings to maybe try to avoid some conflict?
Well, I think you have to be aware that things can go awry. That's tremendously helpful. I think when we fall into this notion that it's going to be a romanticized version like we see in the movies, we'll be tremendously disappointed. Know who you're dealing with. Know the personalities. Know your own personality. Have a strategy in mind that works for you when you're in a stressful situation. Maybe you only plan to stay for 2 hours instead of 6 hours. Maybe you tell your partner you have some kind of secret agreement. If things get too intense, you have a way to exit the family home. So knowing in advance who you're dealing with, the personalities, can really help you strategize in a way that can make the day go by in a much more pleasant way.
How important is it to be able, when under attack in some way, to kind of look at them, take a deep breath, and find a way to extract yourself to some other part of the house?
I think the best way to do that is to try not to take things personally. You know, we really do take negative things personally, understandably so. That's the way we're designed. But if you are to consider that negative things that are said may be coming really from a person not being in a good place, not being happy, being judgmental, this is the way they tend to see the world, then you don't own the negativity as much. So that can be tremendously helpful. And also sticking to people that you do feel are more like-minded and that you enjoy more. That could be tremendously helpful as well.
What's the Dr. Robbie advice about politics around the dinner table?
Don't do it. Don't do it. People are more divided politically now than about almost any other subject. So, and when it comes to politics, you're not convincing anyone, and most people like to talk in an echo chamber where they hear their own thoughts and ideas reflected back to them. So if you do talk about politics, be prepared for some disagreements, although I have really heard situations where friendships have ended and family members are not talking to other family members because of discussing politics. So if you go there, realize it can create tension. Try to keep an open mind. Listen with curiosity if someone has a different perspective than you do. And just realize that nobody is convincing anybody when it comes to politics. So if that's what you're going into the discussion thinking you're going to do, then that's going to be a very frustrating experience.
Well, good luck to all of our listeners. And thank you so much for all of the advice, Dr. Ludwig.
Thanks for having me.